Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 29th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's your morning news. California state and local officials are watching out for the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. It's been detected in Ontario, Canada, after first showing up in Africa and Europe. And while it has not yet been detected in the United States, health officials in Los Angeles County say they hope the COVID vaccines will help keep the new variant at bay. Also in health news, Los Angeles County saw more COVID hospitalizations over the weekend, but the region may be able to avoid another devastating COVID surge this winter, depending in part on how careful people are in the coming months. KPCC's Julia Paskin has more.
Public health officials say you can celebrate this holiday season, just take some precautions. LA County Chief Science Officer Paul Simon says COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations could rise the same way they have in other states.
For example, New Mexico, Colorado, Minnesota have seen steep increases despite the fact that they have vaccination rates as high as we do in Los Angeles County.
He says people should be especially cautious in crowded indoor settings. He warns that the latest data shows vaccine immunity wanes after about 6 months. So all adults should get a booster at least 6 months after the second dose of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine and at least 2 months after the one dose Johnson & Johnson. I'm Julia Paskin.
And if you did any shopping over the holiday weekend, perhaps you joined others flocking to malls for Black Friday deals, or maybe you heard the buzz surrounding Small Business Saturday. Many small store merchants are having more trouble with the supply chain than the big box stores with their chartered cargo ships and jets. In Burbank, Teresa Hanna owns the Bell Cottage gift shop on Magnolia Boulevard. She says she is ready to make some tough choices.
We're having a hard time getting product in. We're still waiting for Christmas product to come in. I haven't canceled anything as of yet, but there's going to become a time where I have to cancel it because I'll never get it here by Christmas. But we're keeping our fingers crossed. It's a very big problem. I've shuffled more paperwork this year than I've ever shuffled, trying to figure out what's coming in, what's not coming in.
Meanwhile, holiday shopping deals continued today with Cyber Monday, putting the focus on online shopping. Now to South Lake Tahoe for an update on an injured black bear that escaped from a wildlife refuge. KPCC's Chris Greenspan reports.
Six-month-old Tamarack, named for the forest fire that badly burned his paws last summer, was taken to the Wildlife Center in Lake Tahoe. He was there for just a few days in late July and early August until he tunneled under an electric fence. Since then, photographs appear to show him hanging out in a tree where he'll be left alone. News of his escape stirred up financial support, though, allowing the Wildlife Center to make repairs and expand. Private donors offered to match $500,000 in public contributions to fix the center's big game enclosures and build Lake Tahoe's first animal hospital there. The center could resume taking in orphaned bear cubs by the end of the year. Like Tamarack, once they're released, they'll be left alone to live the bear's life. I'm Chris Greenspan.
USC is getting a new head football coach, Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley. USC Athletics confirmed it in a tweet saying it's a new day in L.A. The Trojans have been searching for their next head coach ever since Clay Helton was fired back in September. Associate head coach Dante Williams was filling in on an interim basis. Riley is 55-10 as Oklahoma's head coach, with 3 college football playoff appearances and 4 Big 12 championships in his 4 full seasons in Norman. The Sooners are 10-2 this season. Riley also presided over 2 Heisman Trophy winners in Oklahoma. It's crunch time for high school seniors. Priority college applications for UC and Cal State schools are due tomorrow, though some of the CSU campuses have later deadlines. KPECC's Julia Barajas reports a nonprofit group on the east side of town took advantage of the Thanksgiving break to give students last-minute support.
Inner City Struggle hosted in-person and virtual office hours for local seniors, inviting them to bring their college apps for a thorough review. Beatriz Rafael is the organization's academic advisor. She used social media to rally volunteers, including many who grew up in the area.
A lot of our students here are first generation, so they really don't have that support of like getting, you know, from family members to be like, oh, this is how the process is. We have also seen that counselors are usually overwhelmed by so many students. So we want to have that one-on-one support where we can provide the youth, you know, individual attention.
Those applications are due November 30. Covering higher education, I'm Julia Barajas.
You'll see clear skies and warmer than usual temperatures to start the work week. Highs will be in the mid to upper 60s at the beaches. In the L.A. Basin and inland Orange County, mid 70s to around 80. Coastal valleys, the IE and Coachella Valley, low to mid 80s. Thank you for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.